The Bush administration is trying to increase pressure on Khartoum to rein in Arab militiamen responsible for much of the violence in Darfur that's displaced more than 2 million people and killed tens of thousands of people. President Bush says it's time the government and Sudanese rebels make progress at ongoing peace talks in the Nigerian capital.
The message to the Sudanese government is we're very serious about getting this problem solved. We don't like it when we see women raped and brutalized. And we expect there to be a full effort by the government to protect human life and human condition. We also recognize there's a parallel political track taking place, and that we urge the rebels, as well as the government, to forge a consensus at Abuja, so that there is a way forward from this, from the impasse, political impasse that has taken place thus far in Sudan.
President Bush wants African Union peacekeeping troops made part of a United Nations force with support from the NATO alliance. He met with peace activists and relief officials at the White House in an effort to bring greater attention to the suffering of displaced civilians ahead of rallies Sunday in several American cities. Some U.S. lawmakers were arrested as they protested outside Sudan's embassy in Washington Friday. President Bush this week issued an executive order freezing assets of 4 Sudanese identified by the United Nations as having carried out atrocities in Darfur. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.